There you go, folks. We'll be giving away tickets to Mardi Gras in Galveston. That's coming up. Those tickets are good starting this weekend, and they're good this weekend and next weekend. Then we got some tickets to that Brazos Valley Troop thing.
Oh, so I got some tickets, too.
Okay. So, you know, I used to work in television, and Tom does some work in TV, and Chase used to be in television. The wonder of television news. And Steve Ogden joins us this morning. How are you doing, Steve?
Good morning.
It
is a wonder.
You told me you're watching Fox this morning, and they were reporting on things going on in Austin, huh?
Yeah, the guy was standing out in the front foyer, in the front of the, on the south side of the Capitol. But the governor's not there, and the legislature's not there. He's talking about the study budget and what we're going to do, and I just thought it was kind of strange since he wasn't talking to anybody that had anything to do with it.
Well, you know, that's when we get to make up the news. That's the best time. If we don't have a newsmaker to get in the way with the facts, we can just go. So he was just standing out there trying to be an anchor person or a reporter person, huh?
Well, I think it was the Fox News thing that CNBC that Texas is the best state to do business.
Well, it is. It is the best place to.
Maybe that was a good symbol. Nobody was. The government was gone. Everybody was out doing business.
We kind of like that. Yeah, I like that idea. Hey, listen, one of the things that y'all did this week is you focused on, rather than our budget problems, passing a resolution calling on Congress to stop deficit spending.
Yeah, you know, we had, the Texas legislature had done that in 1977 and 1978, and we were doing it one more time, asking the Congress under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution either propose a balanced budget amendment or, in lieu of that, have a constitutional convention. And to my surprise, it was pretty controversial. And it was controversial for a number of different reasons. It sort of took on a life of its own. But the most surprising part of it was the Eagle Forum and to a certain extent, some of the Tea Party groups were vocally and passionately opposed to us passing this resolution for fear that if we did have a Article 5 Constitutional Convention, that it might run away from us and do a wholesale rewrite of the Constitution. And it was really a black helicopter argument because the Constitution is the Constitution, so you've got people that are out there saying, you know, we believe in the Constitution. We want to follow the Constitution. The Constitution is a great document. And then so when you try to apply the Constitution, they say, well, wait a second. Maybe not that part.
That's, yeah, we don't want to be doing that. So, well, that's kind of interesting. Did that catch you by surprise? That wouldn't
it
seem.
It did a little bit, and we had to work pretty hard to get that SJR out. We finally passed it 24-7, but it was interesting in the history of this idea of a constitutional convention for the purposes of proposing amendments to the states and why it came about. And if when you read what a little bit of history about it was, is that when they were drafting the U.S. Constitution, they said, you know, we need a way to amend this, and Congress needs to be able to propose amendments because they're the ones in Washington, D.C., and they're going to know how the Constitution works, et cetera. So they're going to have the most knowledge to propose amendments. But we need a backup a way to propose amendments to the Constitution because the Congress, left to its own devices, will never, ever limit its power. And so you need something outside of Washington, D.C., propose amendments to the Constitution if those amendments would limit congressional power because the founders thought Congress would never do it on their own, which I think they were probably right.
Yep. State Senator.
And the last point is that regardless of how you felt about the need for a constitutional convention, we've passed about 5 amendments to the U.S. Constitution because of the threat of one. And the threat of having a constitutional convention has usually been enough to get the Congress to act. And on any amendment, 3/4 of the states have to ratify it. So the fear of a runaway constitutional convention, I think, was overblown, but it was a political reality and that we had to wrestle with.
State Senator Steve Ogden joining us. Now, I guess one of the big items as you try to struggle with the budget here, talking about reducing the amount of direct aid to school districts, that number could be as high as $10 billion. Now, y'all are discussing coming up with some sort of a compromise with teachers and school districts as far as the teaching contract rules are concerned?
Well, that's part of an overall discussion on what do we do on the foundation school program. My theory in as chairman of the Senate Finance Committee is that when budgets are tight, focus on what you have to do and make sure you adequately fund what you have to do and then worry about the other things later. And so what we're doing down on finance is that we've got two specific things that we're focused on. One is Medicaid funding, and the other is public education funding. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell the committee, until we come to a consensus on what to do on those two items, we're not making any major decisions on anything else. And putting a lot of pressure on the committee, and I would think in the next couple of weeks we ought to have something more than a little bit more tangible on what exactly it is that Texas legislature thinks we ought to do with respect to Medicaid and public education. Even though the budget is really, really tight, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions, under every scenario I've seen, we have enough money to adequately fund Medicaid, we have enough money to adequately fund public education, and we have enough money to adequately fund public safety. And at the end of the day, those are the three most critical things that we have to provide for Texas.
You made headlines this week when you found out how much drug money might be headed south out of the United States, and I think you pretty much pegged that that was the Medicaid budget we were looking at, and there's some talk about maybe redirecting some cash that could be found on drug dealers?
Yeah, in fact, I heard y'all talking about that earlier this week on the radio, and I got a nice editorial in the Austin American Statesman about the same thing, but under the current federal and state laws, if law enforcement confiscates property or money from somebody who's breaking the law, and ultimately they have to forfeit those assets, law enforcement can keep a substantial amount of it. And people have seen it in the around this area because, like, for example, the sheriff over in Grimes County drives an SUV that was confiscated from drug dealers. And so I was trying to apply that policy along the border. Steve McCross said that there's about, he estimates that across the entire U.S.-Mexican border, $28 billion in cash is moving into Mexico every year, which is a sum that's hard for me to believe. But even if it's not $28 billion, it's a lot.
Yeah.
And I think in order to win the drug war in northern Mexico, we're going to have to cut off the cash, and that's something the United States can do, and Mexico's asking us to do it. And if we make a serious effort to cut out the cash, I think we can pay for the cost of the law enforcement that's necessary to do it.
One of the things that people may not be aware of, there's no reason they necessarily would know, but what you've done is a cost-cutting measures. You're trying to consolidate your constituent services a little bit by centralizing all the contact to come out of your Austin office.
Well, that's right. We only have one office. I used to have district offices in Bryan and College Station, and I had a district office in Round Rock, and we just now have an office in Austin. So I'd be happy when I'm in town for people to come see me in my business office, but the only state office that I'm operating right now is in Austin.
Yeah, and again, phone rings and it, you know, gets to all the right people. It's just a matter of you're finding that as a good way to cut some bucks. Anything else on your radar screen between now and when we talk next week?
No, we're going to continue to work on the budget, and we are focused on Medicaid, and we're focused on public education spending. And as soon as we get some consensus in the committee on what to do on those two issues, then we're going to move to public safety.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay.
Good.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Steve. All right, see you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. It's Steve Ogden.
This time of year, when the days are crisp and the nights are cool, there's just something special about visiting a Cracker Barrel Old Country store. Maybe it's the warmth of the open fire in our dining room, or the nearby checkerboard framed by comfortable rocking chairs. Of course, it might also be that you're hungry for some good country cooking. And at Cracker Barrel, that's just what you'll find. Generous portions of home-style favorites, including a hearty breakfast served all day, every day. After your meal, you're always welcome to browse our country store for hand-selected gifts and unique treasures. Some you just can't find anywhere else. We invite you to visit us today, and we'll make sure there's a comfortable rocker by the fireplace ready to welcome you. Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Eat, shop, relax.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store. Come visit your local Cracker Barrel in Bryan at Highway 6 and Briarcrest Drive.
Hey, there are so many ways, I talk about it, so many ways that you can really enjoy what Suddenlink has available for you. The digital phone service that gives you unlimited local and long-distance calling, it's right there. If you've got the cable service and the phone service together, there's caller ID that'll show up. If you're watching TV, it'll show up right there on your TV screen, which is neat. We always talk about the DVR and how that allows you to kind of time slide. You can watch shows when you want to. If you're watching a live show and you want to pause it for some reason, you can pause it. If you want to go back and watch another part of it, you can do that. And then also they have digital music channels. I don't know, probably 24 different digital music channels that you can plug into a sound system all through your house if you've got that, or just right there in the room where you're working. It's just kind of great things. And when you bundle all this together, you save money on each increment. Call them at 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com and find out how you can bundle and you can save. 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com. We got stuff to give away. We need to give this stuff away before we leave. I have four passes for two each. So, in other words, eight people can go see Snoopy. That's the thing that M.A. Sterling was here to talk about. Mm-hmm. And then also I have tickets to Mardi Gras. I have two tickets to Mardi
New
Gras
Orleans?
In Galveston. In Galveston.
The good one in Galveston.
That's right. You got to get there yourself, but they're good for this weekend or next weekend. So, I mean, 695-1620, you can do that. And then Tom has some tickets to the baseball series this weekend as the Zags and Ags get at it.
Yeah,
so,
two tickets to all three games.
For all those people who have listened to the Body Bag Through the Desert, that is our radio show today, then you can call and get this. So here's the first caller who gets a choice of any of these. Who's this?
This is Cindy Wilson.
Oh, good. I was afraid it was Jaime Roman. Okay. Cindy, I've got tickets to see Snoopy. That's tonight. That's Brazos Valley Troop. We've got tickets to Galveston's Mardi Gras, or we have tickets to baseball.
Mardi Gras.
All right. I got a pair of tickets for you. Cindy Wilson, right?
Yes, sir.
Come by and we've got them for
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right. See you. Hey there. Right. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And you?
Good. We get to work inside, and actually we only have to work for about 6.5 more minutes. So
there you go.
All right. So I got Snoopy tickets, or I got baseball tickets. What do you want?
I will take baseball tickets.
All right. Who are you?
My name's Mitch.
Mitch who?
Lovings.
All right, Mitch, come by. We got them for you.
Thank you.
All right. Would you like some Snoopy tickets?
Snoopy.
Snoopy. It's a thing to take your kids to.
Great.
How many do you need? I got passes. Each pass is good for two. You can actually have more than one pass if you want.
Two adults and a child?
Oh, that'd work. Okay. I've got these right here for you. Who are you?
Okay. Cynthia Wade.
Cynthia Wade. What do you do, Cynthia?
I work at a computer company here in town.
Well, you can plug it. It's okay.
Okay, Reynolds and Reynolds.
Oh, no, not them. No, I'm kidding. All right, you know where we're located? Come by and get the tickets.
Sure.
Okay?
Thanks.
See you. All right, bye. I got Snoopy tickets. You want them?
Oh, I wanted the Mardi Gras.
I'm sorry. They're gone. Thank you. Hi there. Would you like Snoopy tickets?
Yeah, Snoopy tickets would be great.
Okay, who are you?
Kevin from Brenham.
Kevin from Brenham. All right. In other words, the radio reaches all the way to Brenham. That is
so
cool.
Oh,
yeah. All right. All right, so I got you can have either two or four. What do you want?
Four would be great.
All right. Who are you? Kevin who?
Kevin Frankie.
All right. All right, Kevin.
Kevin Frankie?
That's a good Brenham name right there.
It is a good Brenham name, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, German.
Yeah. I went to school with a guy named Frankie, but it was right here in Bryan College Station. Okay, what do you do over there, Kevin?
Delivering ice cream. I work for Bluebell, of course.
Oh.
Kevin, you're matching every Brenham stereotype we can come up with.
You're doing everything you can to make sure that Brenham is alive and well. Okay, come by. Do you know where we're located, Kevin?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. Do you know when you're going to be? Are you going to be over here today?
No, it's probably going to be a while.
Kevin, this is for tonight's performance, so we can't do that.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Wait a minute.
Scott fell off his chair.
No. Well, he's a listener from Brenham. I think that's pretty cool.
Kevin, my wife is from Brenham.
Really?
Yeah. Stunned silence there for a second.
So, do you have any interest in going to the Home and Garden Recreation Expo at the Brazos Center in Bryan? Do you have any interest in that?
Yeah, I heard that on the radio. I thought that would be kind of cool.
There you go. Okay, well, I got that for you then. I got four tickets for you to see that.
And I got something else for Kevin.
Wait, Kevin, we have one other
I got something else for you. Kevin, have you ever taken the family to the Oil Ranch?
The Oil Ranch?
The Oil Ranch.
Oil Ranch.
The Oil Ranch.
The Oil Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's just called the Oil Ranch, yeah. Anyway,
the one near Hockley.
The one near Hockley is great. Animals, swimming pool, all that kind of stuff. I got a pass for four that's good till the end of March, okay?
Awesome.
You
bet. Awesome.
All right, so thanks for calling from Brenham, okay?
Yeah, so I just come by and pick it up then?
We're at the Crystal Park Plaza. If you'll just Google us, you'll find the address, and we'll be glad to have them here for you, okay?
Okay,
thanks,
all right.
Buddy. See you later. All right, there you go. Let me see if we can get it. Snoopy tickets?
Do you have any of the Epicurean extravaganza?
No. Snoopy tickets?
Send a smorgasbord here. Yeah.
Snoopy tickets?
I want the Snoopy ticket.
Yes!
I have kids. I'll take my kids.
That's it. Who's this?
This is Chris Cox.
Chris Cox. All right, Chris, I got two passes. It'll be good for a total of four people, all right?
Cool, man. Thank you so much.
All right, good. We cleared the board. Good for us. Aren't we good?
Bye.
Tom is
right
in there.
Oh, I am, man. I got writer's cramps.
Okay. Right
there,
we'll put that.
There we go. Put that over there. Okay. I hope you got all these tickets.
I'm fixing
to come in to get them.
That's what I was doing. Wait till after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'll be here for another 3.5 minutes. So.
Yeah. I'll hurry.
Yeah, he'll walk by. Hands the ticket. Have a weekend. Yeah,
he'll open my door and throw him in. Yeah.
Well, guys, so we just talked to Kevin, who works for Bluebell.
Uh-huh.
You ever wonder what ice cream made with human breast milk might taste like?
I have this sinking feeling you're going to tell us.
I'm not going to tell you what it tastes like, no. But a London store will soon make that available. I can't hear that guy doing the Bluebell commercials talking about that. Starting today.
The Whataburger guy, maybe. But
yeah,
nah.
The ice creamist parlor will be serving a treat they call Baby Gaga. Madagascar vanilla pods, lemon zest, and human breast milk.
Uh-huh.
I'll have that double scoop, right? Okay. All right, let's see. Now, this thing is either going to sell like hotcakes. Well, we got to stop. We got a weekend. We can save it till next week.
Oh, we got 2 minutes. I don't have much entertainment.
Well, but we had a show observer pass out a huge date in history thing.
Okay. Oh, good.
Good.
So,
all right.
This date in history.
Yeah.
Tom, do you love this part?
I do. I love this part.
This date in history.
I'm not used to you doing it, so I wasn't ready for that. Yeah.
Tom loves this part.
Yeah.
This date in history, February 25th, 1939, the College Station City Council met for the very first time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
On the Texas A&M campus. Thank you, Ann Boykin, for sharing that information.
Well, who else would know but her, right?
Right.
Yeah. Did she give us any of the members?
No. She just said they met, and I messaged her back saying, let me guess, they passed an ordinance on something.
Yeah, that's right. I'm guessing a Bolton and a Walton probably were on there.
Probably, yes.
I'm guessing. I don't know. I could be completely wrong. Maybe. All right. Also on this date in history, then, in 1836, Samuel Colt received an American patent for the Colt revolver.
Yeah.
Not bad. And the first Christian nudist conference closed at a campground near Longwood, North Carolina. 40 conservative...
Move on. Please move on.
Pushing my button now.
Please move on.
40 conservative nudists.
Happy thoughts. Puppies. Kittens.
Are liberals.
Oh, my God.
All right, 30 seconds.
There is no way. There is just no way. I am shocked.
Charlie Sheen shot his mouth off on a radio.